Okay, so this week's parsha is Parshas Shmini, the dedication of the Mishkan. So for the last parsha, Moshe was showing the Aaron and his sons and the Kohanim how to do everything in the Mishkan, and then showtime for them, and they're going to start actually doing the Avodah. So it said, the parsha opens with, Vayihi bayom hashmini, on the eighth day, Kara Moshe la'Aaron ulevanov. Moshe called Aaron and his sons, Ula Ziknei Yisrael, and to the elders of Israel. So Tiv asks, well, Afal Gav Shebe'emet Nikalu Kol Yisrael Ohel Moed, but we know that all of Bnei Yisrael were gathering outside Ohel Moed, Kedichtiv Vayikrevu Kol Ha'eda, because it says the whole Eda, the whole Kahal came close. Mikol makom kara Moshe biyichud leziknei Yisrael. He specifically mentioned the ziknei Yisrael, the elders of Israel. Why? So the Netziv says, kan lo haya hakriya bishvil eza inyan, ela lachlok kavod. Specifically for the purpose of giving them kavod, you know, like we say, Rabosai, right? Saying, mentioning them specifically, even though everybody was coming to give them kavod. And why did he want to give them kavod? V'hadikar am hayom lekavod ba'asher az hayta simcha gedola liYisrael shel horadat gilui shechina. He wanted to give them kavod because of the great simcha that was happening that day, because the Shechina was about to become completely visible to everybody. It was a big, very big happiness on that day. V'kidetnan shal hei ta'anit b'yom chatunato, ze matan Torah, b'yom simchas libo, ze binyan beit hamikdash. The Netziv brings a proof text here, actually that turns out to come from Shir HaShirim, Senorena benos Tzion b'melech Shlomo be'atara she'itra lo imo b'yom chasuna so u'b'yom simchas libo. There are 2 days here mentioned, the day of his wedding and the day of the joy of his heart. So the Netziv says, b'yom chasuna so ze matan Torah, that was matan Torah that we had by Har Sinai, u'b'yom simchas libo ze binyan beis hamikdash. That's what's happening here with the binyan of the beis hamikdash. So he gets that from the Mechilta. If you look up the Mechilta is bothered by the fact that in the Bamidbar retelling of this episode, right, this, because what we're about to have is the story of Nadav and Avihu, the tragic death of Aaron's sons. And in the retelling of that by Bamidbar, it says, Vayamas Nadav Avihu lifnei Hashem behakrivam esh zara lifnei Hashem Bamidbar Sinai. So the Tanhuma is very bothered that it says Bamidbar Sinai, because according to the Tanhuma, they've moved on from Har Sinai, right? They're further along in the travel. So it says, you know, in the Tanhuma, Bamidbar Sinai, Amar Rabbi Meir, V'chi Bamidbar Sinai, Meitu, did they die in Midbar Sinai? Ela Milamed, Shehu Kasha Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemihar Sinai Natlu Apofsin Shelahem Lamita. Their death warrant was signed at Har Sinai, by the Egel. This is what the Bichlutz is talking about, the Tanhuma is talking about, that the death of Aaron's sons was a punishment, a partial punishment for the Egel and the role that Moshe, that Aaron played in the Egel. And Hashem wanted to destroy Aaron's descendants, and Moshe intervened, and he davened, and Moshe was half successful. So Nadav and Avihu were killed, but not the others. Mashal lemelech shahaya masi es bito. So what is this like? It's like a king, and I'm still reading from the Tanhuma here. A king who was going to, who was wedding his daughter, v'nimtza b'shoshvin shelo davar mekukal, and it was found out something bad, evil about the shoshvina. Shoshvin papa is the one who, the groomsman, the one who made the shidduch, something like that.
Yes, yes, the shadchan.
The shadchan. So something evil about the Shadchan came out that was deserving of him being killed. Amar HaMelech, imani horgo achshav, hareini me'akev simchas biti. If I kill him today, I'm going to destroy the joy of my daughter on her wedding day. Amar HaMelech, lemachar simchas siba'a va'ani horgo. Tomorrow is my happy day. I will kill him then. Mutav b'simchasi v'lo b'simchas bisi. It's better to ruin my own joy than the joy of my daughter. Kach amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imani Horgan Achshav, if I give the punishment to Aaron today by Sinai, ani me'akev simchas haTorah. I'm going to destroy and ruin the simcha of the giving of the Torah. Lemachar simcha siba. Tomorrow, when they build my mishkan and they build my home, that's my joy. Mutav besimcha siba, lo besimcha satorah. Better I should destroy that simcha than the simcha of the Torah. Haduhu dichsiv. Biyom chasunaso ubiyom simchas libo. Biyom chasunaso ze Sinai, yom matan Torah, ubiyom simchas libo ze ohal moed. So here, the relationship between Hashem and the Torah is like the relationship between Hashem and his daughter. I think also the Nitziv is thinking about that as the relationship between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael, that the Torah is our relationship with Hashem and our joy that we got the Torah. The Mishkan is Hashem's home and Hashem's joy. But the Nitziv goes in a very different direction. He brings us the Tanchuma, but then he says, the himshilu hiskashrus hashchina liYisrael, kimo hiskashrus hatan v'kala. The Nitziv leaves us with that, you know, the relationship between the king and his daughter. He says, but what he wants to talk about is, no, the relationship between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael is like the relationship between the chatan and the kala. Hashem in this retelling is the groom. Right, what we have the beautiful pasuk from Shmos Yutet. Atem reisem es asher asitzi lemitzrayim, va'esa eschem al kanfei nesharim va'avi eschem elai. To the Nitziv, that is the relationship between chatan and kala. Ukumo hachatan biyom chupato, af al gav desimchas libo b'shleimut. A chatan on the day of his wedding, even though in his heart is filled with joy, mikom makom mipnei tirdat hanisuim v'partei ofanim shechal baze eino yachol legalot simchato. But because there are certain, I think this is the Nitziv's sneeze way of talking about the night of the wedding, but it's sort of a double entendre. It could either mean that, or it could mean the details of getting through the wedding. The words are mipnei tirdat hanisuim v'partei ofanim shechal baze. There's a reason that he can't be completely open about how happy he is. There's an element of tznias, of hiding the completeness of his joy. That's on the chatan side, on Hashem's side. V'ken mimela hakala mahul simchata ve'itzavon v'tirda rabah. Of course, the kala is worried. The kala is, you know, in a state of trepidation. It's a joyous day, but it's also scary about the change and her new status and her new life until they complete their coming together and everyone can be completely happy with each other. Az hasimcha begilui, meaning there's an element of the joy of a wedding that is private and hidden. Kach biyom matan Torah, haya esek rav shel kabbalat haTorah. Same thing on the day that we got the Torah. There was an inyan of tirda. There was a lot of action, a lot of going on. The lo hayta simcha begilui, the simcha could not be completely exposed ad bo'am le'ohel moed, until they came to ohel moed. Behofia hashchina be'or hasimcha. And the Shechina came down as that fire and lit everything up, and everything came out into the open. Ukmo kein adas Yisrael shenim shalu lekala hayu meleim gil v'chedva al kach haya hadavar beito lachlok kavod biyom tova et hamechubadim shebi Yisrael. That was why this was considered such a huge simcha and a huge day, because there were elements of the simcha of Matan Torah that were still hidden, that were still not out in the open, that were lit on fire as the fire came down in this parasha to dedicate the Mishkan. I think that the Nitziv really goes into detail here. It's really beautiful and worth looking at about how intimate the relationship between Hashem and Am Yisrael is at such a detailed level, thinking about that day of the wedding and how it goes from being private to being more public, that intimacy, that private nature, he really wants you to be thinking throughout the parsha about the relationship between Bnei Yisrael and Hashem at that level. And I think that comes out a few more times. For example, a few psukim later, it says, "Vayomer Moshe zeh hadavar sher tziva Hashem ta'asu vayera aleichem kivod Hashem." And Moshe says to the Am, "This is what zeh hadavar sher tziva Hashem ta'asu. This what Hashem commands you do. Vayera aleichem kivod Hashem, and the kavod of Hashem will become clear to you. Will come out." So, what does the Nitziv say about this? Zeh pasuk omer darshuni. This pasuk demands to be explained. They already did everything. They brought everything before the Ohel Moed. What is this vague Zeh HaDavar Asher Tziva Hashem Ta'asu? They've already done everything. V'darshu Chazal B'toras Kohanim. Amar Lahem Moshe L'Yisrael. Oto Yetzer Ha'ara. Moshe said to Israel, that Yetzer Hara you must pass from your hearts. You must think and do as one, as you are working, as you are servicing Hashem. Kishem shehu yichidi ba'olam, kach tehe avodatchem miyuchedet lefanav. As Hashem is one in the world, so too must your labor for him be miyuchedet. It's a pun. Hashem is yichidi, Hashem is one. He could have said, and then tehe avodatchem yichidi. You should all be doing the same thing, one avoda. But he changes it to miyuchedet, which means special, unique. And I think that shift from Hashem is Yichidi, therefore you should be miyuchedet, rather than therefore you should be Yichidi, is the key here. Why? Shene'amar umaltem et orlat levavchem mipnei ma ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, hu Elokei Elokim v'adonai Adonim, asitem kach, v'yera aleichem kavod Hashem. Zeh hadrush. Here is the drush. Tzarich od yoter bi'ur miguf ha'mikra. וגם מה שייך לכאן המקרא, כי השם אלוקיכם. והעניין דכבר היה, בימי משה, כתות בישראל, שהיו להוטים אחר אהבת השם, אבל לא על ידי גבולים שהגבילה תורה. There were already in Moshe's time, כתות, little groups, that their hearts were aflame for Hashem, אבל לא על ידי גבולים שהגבילה תורה. But they did not want to be limited by the rules that were set out by the Torah. So they had that flame in their hearts for Hashem that we were told before by the Nitziv. That's the thing, right? Chatan and Kala, they were aflame with love for Hashem, but they felt restricted and restrained by the Gvulim Shehigbila Torah. The Ka'asher Yivu'ar Be'orach Beparasha Korach. That's what happened with Korach. The Nitziv has this beautiful way of always being Melitz Yosher on the people who are, like, other people see as the bad guys. Even when people are being punished, the Nitziv always tries to find a way to say that they were actually doing something good. So this is how he sees Korach. Shezeh hayar ikar hachet shel ran anashim. This was the majority of the sin of Korach's followers. Shehayu tzadikim gemurim. They were tzadikim through and through. V'chat'u b'nafshosam b'ma shemasru atzmam l'mita al yedei tshuka kedoshat zo. Their sin came from a holy desire lehasig ahavat Hashem al yedei haketoret, to achieve the love of Hashem that you can only get from the Ketoret. Aval gav shelo yihye l'ratzon kifi derech haTorah, sherak Aaron ubanav yaktiru. Only Aaron and his sons were supposed to get that level through the Ketoret. And that was not okay with them. So he says, from this place of loving Hashem and wanting to be connected to Hashem, they felt restricted by the law, by the gvulot, by the boundaries that Hashem had set up in the Torah. And that was their sin, that they could not accept that within the Torah itself, there was enough there for them to achieve the level of love that they were after. And I think that is the difference between Yichidi and Miyuchedet. He's not saying we all have to be the same to Hashem. I think what he's saying is that there is an alchemy at work here, that the oneness of Hashem is able to recognize in us as a nation, each one of us, a special, unique individual, even though we're all doing the same halachos and following the same Torah. The Yechidi becomes miyuchedet. The one becomes the special. There's a magic here that we are each able to achieve this absolutely unbelievable, intimate, aflame relationship of desire with Hashem, even though we are all doing the same thing. We are all unique. And that was the sin that B'nai Korach did not recognize. They thought they had to do something special to get that special relationship, to stand out. And the lesson there is, no, you already stand out within the limits of the law. Kach ritzono v'kvodo shetehe avodatchem miyuchedet lifanav, that we should be miyuchedet, special and unique, and that we not descend into, he calls them agudot, agudot v'avodatchem. We don't each need to come up with our own avoda. The one yichidi avoda for the yichidi Hashem becomes the miyuchedet avoda, the special, unique avoda, special for each one of us. And he says, even though the desire to have that special relationship with Hashem comes from this place, it's still a Yetzer Hara, he says. Bishvil zeh amar Moshe l'Yisrael, ki lo kein hadavar, ela oto Yetzer Hara ha'aviru mi libabchem, shegam zeh hatshuga af al gav shehi lahasig ahavat Hashem b'kedusha. Even though this stems from the desire to reach ahavat Hashem b'kedusha, mikol makom, im hi lo b'derech sha'alal b'tzono yitbarach, if it doesn't come from the way Hashem wanted it, eino ela derech Yetzer Hara la'atos, It's still considered to be showing you the wrong way. He wants everybody doing that one thing. Just like Hashem is yichidi, one ba'olam, kach ritzono kvodo shetehe avodaschem miyuchedes lifanav, that you should take that one and it will become miyuchedes. And that is exactly what the Nitziv says Nadav and Avihu failed to understand. So in the story of Nadav and Avihu, this tragic story, it says, Vayikhu b'nei Aaron Nadav v'Avihu e'ish machtaso v'yitnu b'hen they brought before Hashem a strange fire, asher lo tzivausam, that Hashem had not asked for. A fire came out and ate them. So Rashi says, Rabbi Elezer Omer, lo mesu b'nei Aaron ela al yedei shehuru halacha b'fnei Moshe Rabban. It's a big sin to give a halacha over in front of your rabbi. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, shtuyayayin nichnesu lemikdash. They were drunk when they came in. And that's why right afterwards we get the Hatzahara, you cannot come in being drunk. But the Nitziv, who always wants to be Meilitz Yosher, he reads it differently, and what he says is Eish Zara Shelotzi Baosam, Ein Alasho Meduyak, Share Asur Hayalavi Eish Zara. We already know that it was Asur Lavi Eish Zara. Ve'ech Shayach Lomar Asher Lotzi Ba. It's redundant, right? Eish Zara Asher Lotzi Ba Sam Hashem. Eish Zara means Hashem didn't. So what is this redundancy? Shenichnesu Me Eish Hitla Havus Shel Ahavas Hashem. Shenichnesu Me'esh hislahavus shel ahavas Hashem. The esh came from their hislahavus for Hashem, their excitement and their love of Hashem. Ve'amra Torah de'af agav de'ahavas Hashem yikarahi b'enei Hashem. Even though the love of Hashem and the hislahavus of Hashem is dear to Hashem, Avalo bazeh haderech asher lo tziva, but not in this way that he did not command. And I think what he's saying is that B'nai Aaron, Nadav and Abihu, just like the people who followed Korach, did not have the faith in the alchemy that transforms the Yichidi, the oneness of Hashem, into the Miyuchedes of the B'nai Yisrael. That Hashem has the capacity to long for each of us like we are his bride, that special, unbelievable joy that a man has for his bride, that she has for him, that one thing that she becomes totally irreplaceable. And that Hashem is able to have that for each and every one of us, even though we are all doing the same mitzvos day in and day out, we can light that fire in Hashem that cannot be replaced by anybody else. He just wants you. Each one of us has that yichidi quality and that miyuchedet quality. And that, I think that's just such a beautiful way of interpreting Nadav and Abihu as a lesson to trust in the process and to trust in Hashem's ability to see us each as unique and special and irreplaceable, and his kala, despite being part of a kihila akaha, where we're all doing this together, and we are all together, also the bride. My grandmother should have, her neshama should have an ali and the schus of this learning, and my grandfather as well, both people who very, very clearly were blessed in their chatan and kala and in that relationship. Thank you so much for coming, guys.
Batya, can I make a comment?
Yeah, of course, Papa.
So when the Netziv talks about the wedding night and the tirda, you must refer to his Peirush on Shas. And in two places, the word tirda comes up, both in Gemara in Brochus and in Erevin, in which the issue of tirda comes up when it comes about, can a chosen say Kriya Shema when he gets married? And the reason he is potter from saying Kriya Shema is because of the tirda. And the tirda is very specific in the Gemara. It means I am worried whether I will find Basulim. Is she a virgin or not? And that's why what happened, the big shaila is, then what about the tirda in the second marriage? If tirda is considered not knowing about the act of bia, it shouldn't apply to the second marriage. And the Ramban says, no, that's not the reason. He is worried about the first marriage that he'll not find Basulim. And that also applies to his second marriage. He just doesn't know. And I think that when the Netziv then is talking about Tirda, he's actually talking about what you said was this anxiety about the wedding night. But that anxiety has to do with the darker side of fidelity. And that ties in with the Tanchuma.
The Egel.
And the Egel, and B'yom Simchas Liba, and B'yom Chatunoso, which in Shir HaShirim Rabba does not apply to Har Sinai and the Ohel Moed, because that sounds so beautiful. Har Sinai, we signed the deal, and the wedding night is in the privacy of Ohel Moed. But in Shir HaShirim, it's actually B'kriyas Yamsuf. Yom Simchas Libi, we were happy by Kriyas Yamsaf. Yom Chasunoso. And the consummation occurs at Har Sinai, which then makes the Egel more fraught because that's the first act of infidelity. And I think that when the Netziv is saying Tirda, I think that there's that darker level of, in any marriage, there is this anxiety. And in the marriage between Hashem and his people, there is also and will remain through the Nevi'im that sense of anxiety that taps into a place that the Tanchuma didn't go. And the Moshul really didn't fit the Nimshal, but it does when you bring out this Tirda of the wedding night.
Beautiful. Thank you, Papa.
Okay.